Action WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump talking with his Moscow counterpart today.
President Trump is expected to speak with Russian President Vladimir Putin this morning as the U.S. pushes for a ceasefire in Russia's war in Ukraine. The president Monday called this a very important call and said this is now a very critical stage in negotiations. President Trump said he and Putin would discuss land concessions, power plants, and dividing up assets. He has repeatedly said he believes Ukrainian President Zelensky does not have the cards in the negotiations to end the war. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Fighting in Gaza overnight. Israel hitting the territory with new airstrikes as the ceasefire appears to have broken apart. The Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry says more than 400 Palestinians were killed. President Trump says files related to the 1963 assassination of President John F. Kennedy will be released today without any redactions. That's 80,000 files. This is ABC News.
Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM. For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. If you haven't yet registered to vote for the April 1st election, time's running out. Here's Derek Tritz.
Wisconsin's spring election is just around the corner with polls opening April 1st from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Deadlines for online and mail voter registration just passed, but if you haven't registered yet, you can still register in person at your municipal clerk's office until 5 p.m. March 28th. Wisconsin also allows for same-day voter registration. You'll just need a government-issued ID like a driver's license and additional proof of residence if your current ID doesn't match your current address. More information can be found at myvote.wi.gov.
By the way, early in-person voting begins today in most places. Check with your city clerk for voting days and times. The Oshkosh Area School District Board of Education voted last week to restrict those who make public comment during school board meetings to only OASD residents or people with a child attending school in the district. The vote was not unanimous. Timothy Hess voted against the change.
I am willing to listen to anybody who is interested in coming here, that there are people that live outside of this community that would have something to say that I feel like we should be listening to. So honestly, I feel like this is an attempt to limit particular people that we know we don't want to hear from that live outside of the district.
But board member Barbara Herzog disagreed.
I think it's important to remember that the purpose of our board meetings is to conduct board business. We're not required by law to have a public comment session.
The policy change passed with a vote of 5-2. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
A setback for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks' backup center, Jericho Sims, will be out for at least a month. Sims had surgery yesterday in New York after suffering torn ligaments in his right thumb. It happened early Saturday night against the Pacers. Sims, after the game, his right hand all taped up.
It happened the first few seconds I was in. I got caught on another player when I was cutting him off. Physical is just boxing out. I mean, that's something that we usually are good at, but, you know, it's certain teams we tend to struggle with.
The Bucks open a five-game road trip tonight against Golden State. March Madness, the Wisconsin Badgers head to Denver for their game Thursday afternoon against Montana. Marquette will face New Mexico in Cleveland on Friday night. Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Padres 14-8 out in Arizona. Infielder Bryce Terang sitting out with a sore shoulder. For now, it looks like Joey Ortiz will start at shortstop on opening day. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
We are tracking a winter storm system that will bring rain tonight through tomorrow. The rain will change to snow tomorrow night, and that could give us 2 to 3, maybe up to 4 inches of accumulation by Thursday morning. Today, though, partly to mostly cloudy, overall mostly cloudy, with a high right around 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Currently, it's 42.
National Agriculture Week is here.
Let's take a moment to bring attention to and celebrate the important role agriculture plays in our daily lives and that our Wisconsin farms play in feeding communities throughout the United States. This message made possible by local American Family Insurance agent Kyle Lang, offering home, farmland, auto, and life insurance. Visit KyleLangAgency.com to request a quote. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance agent Kyle Lang.
Nothing you could say could tear me away from my dog. My dog is Shallow, y'all. Hi, I'm Smokey Robinson. When you adopt a shelter pet, you not only bring joy and love into your home, you also give another animal the chance to experience that special bond. Join me in supporting American Humane Society and their incredible work to help our most vulnerable friends. Together, we can make a real difference. Donate today at AmericanHumane.org.
Maggie Dawn.
At the top of the show, I'm joined by Mini Timuraju, the CEO of Reproductive Freedom for All. We talk about the importance of the Supreme Court race that's heating up. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
Good morning and welcome to Matt and Air on Air. I'm just looking at what's on the live stream there. Host Matt and Air on. Yes, Jane Matt and Air, Greg Buck, and Calvin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. You can leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. All kinds of things coming up on the show today. A little bit later on this hour, runaway, not just for Republicans.
No. Cowardice loves all people.
All political persuasions, exactly. Apparently. So yeah. Because we are accused, of course, of being so one-sided, we try to point out things on both sides when both sides are doing naughty things.
I mean, I keep up with my Antifa membership dues. Yeah. And my buddy works for the corrupt FBI. So it's like,
it's all good. But yes, we're going to talk about a Democrat running away a little bit later on this hour. If you want to stick around for that next hour, COVID-19.
Yeah.
5 years ago.
Yes.
This week.
Yarp.
So we're going to do a little COVID memory lane. Mm-hmm. And talk about what we remember from those first weeks.
Yeah.
And what we went through, where were you, what happened, what happened with your job.
Yeah.
All of those things. Start thinking about that now for next hour after the 11 o'clock news. COVID, what are your memories of COVID? And then kind of to go along with that at 11:30, a lot of people picked up different hobbies.
Yeah. Or started new careers.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So what did you pick up during the pandemic?
Yeah.
Maybe you don't do it anymore, but I know, good heavens, there were a lot of people who were starting their own bakeries. Sourdough starter. Sourdough starter
my
is what
goodness.
I remember.
How's your starter?
Yeah, how's your starter?
Yeah.
So what hobby or change did you experience during the COVID years, because it was a couple of years.
Yes, it was.
We would love to hear from you after the 11:30 news. As we always do, we will wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing Today. Thank you to Calvin, the Butterfly Kisses edition. It's so good.
So weird.
So please stick around for that coming up around 11:51. Did want to start off, though, with early voting. Today is Tuesday. March 18th, the average price of a gallon of milk in Wisconsin, $3.20, up 2 cents since yesterday. The average price of a dozen large eggs in Wisconsin, $5.98. That is down 26 cents since yesterday.
When I win, I will immediately bring prices down starting on day one.
Yeah, not so much day one. What is it, day 55?
Yeah.
But this is good news.
Yes, it is.
That's great news. So we will keep an eye on that, and I don't know if we're getting eggs from Denmark now. We talked about that a little bit yesterday.
It's part of the package deal when we buy Greenland.
No, they give us Greenland.
Oh, sorry.
They give us Greenland.
My mistake.
And then apparently they want extra Denmark eggs, so we'll see what's going on with that. But anyway, yes, you can start a voting today. Early in-person voting kicks off ahead of the April 1st Wisconsin Supreme Court race. There are other things on the ballot, even though the Supreme Court, we've spent a lot of time talking about that.
Yes.
Also, another very important race is who is going to head the Department of Public Instruction. That's between Brittany Kinzer and Jill Underle. And then, of course, the Supreme Court. And we have another constitutional amendment on the ballot.
Yep. This time we're enshrining, or they're trying to enshrine voter ID into the Wisconsin Constitution.
Which will happen. I firmly believe that that will pass. But again, you can go vote today. Please cast your ballot.
Yeah.
I know people are exhausted. And I was thinking last night as I was watching the 5 o'clock news, I am so grateful for remote controls.
Oh, okay. Go on.
When all the ads come up?
Yeah.
During the news? Back in the olden days, you guys, Calvin, we used to have to walk over to the television in order to turn the volume down. Can you imagine?
That's like 85% why you had children back in those days.
To do it for you.
Exactly.
Yes.
I have a remote control. His name is Trevor.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, but thank God for remote controls and the mute button.
Yeah.
Because trust me, we're just as tired of this as all of you are, but it is critically, critically important that all of us get out and vote. Either start voting early today or make a plan now to cast your ballot on April 1st and make it a thing. Maybe call a couple friends who you know are not into politics necessarily. Maybe they weren't planning on voting. Take them with you.
Yeah.
Take them with you. Do it. Go vote and then go get brunch.
It will most likely take you. I mean, even if quote unquote busy times.
Yeah.
You have between 3 to 5 things on your ballot. It's very, very fast. You're going to be, you most likely won't be there for more than 30 minutes.
And that is at most.
I'm talking about like if you're in a big city or you're in a super, like one of the first, like I just don't think it will take that long. You'll be in and out and then go for a good walk and know that you, and show off your I voted sticker.
Absolutely.
And yes, have some brunch because who doesn't love an omelet at 11?
Everyone loves brunch. Yes, of course, the big race, the Supreme Court race between Susan Crawford and Elon's guy, Brad Schimmel. By the way,
yeah,
Brad Schimmel.
Brad Schimmel.
Getting the endorsement of Don Jr. last night here in Wisconsin, along with
really?
Charlie Kirk from Turning Point USA. Brad Schimmel, of course, big support from Elon Musk. He's Elon's guy. Elon might have a case coming up before the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Yeah. So I don't know. It just seems like a nice idea to have your Supreme Court justice in place should that happen.
It's weird. Elon hasn't been here at all for this race. It's almost like people, maybe they're saying, you know what? Stay home. We'll take your money.
Yeah, but don't come.
Yeah. And I just, you know, I want to know something from the listening crowd. How do you expect Brad Schimmel to be a competent and unbiased jurist when you have the MAGA elite showing up to town for him, the MAGA elite funding his operations? When he says, I'm going to be, what was that term? He said a term, but I'm going to be the
independent jurist.
No, he's to Trump's agenda.
He's going to be the support system.
The support system. Yeah. So that right there says that in no way, shape, or form can Brad Schimmel be an impartial justice. Period.
No.
Done.
Right.
By his own admittance and by the people he hangs around with and the money he takes. And I know people are going to say, what about George Soros? What about George Soros? Tell me more.
Again, we've talked about this many times. I would love to see all big money out of politics. Mm-hmm. I don't think George Soros should be able to do it. I don't think Elon should be able to do it. I don't think the Elon should be able to do
it.
I really don't. But this is where we are. Mm-hmm. And the other thing, going back to all this Soros stuff, because the same stuff always comes up about how they're paying people to show up at protests and all that stuff. This rumor about the Soros money has been going on for at least a decade. Are you telling me that in this day of social media and everyone posting everything about their lives, if it were true that Soros was paying people to go to these rallies to stir up trouble, No one would take a picture of their check and put it on social media. Come on.
You're telling me there isn't one GOP operative or one GOP rabble rouser who says, I'm going to volunteer for this so I can get paid. Here's the check. No, there hasn't been.
Not one.
How many disappointed rabble rousers do you think there are who think they're volunteering and they think they're going to get paid and they get nothing?
They get nothing.
What
I know.
A hearty handshake.
How disappointing.
I know.
It really is. But I just find that interesting that we all, there's so much belief that, yeah, he's been paying off all these people for all these years and yet there's no evidence.
Yep.
But we don't need evidence anymore. You just know inherently.
It's in your gut.
It's you just feel it.
Yep.
You just feel it. Yep. From the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel today, by the way, we're talking about early voting is underway for the April 1st election. So get in there and cast your ballot. Brad Schimmel at one point told supporters at a Jefferson County meet and greet that he and his team had talked with Trump's political director. He said he would love for Trump to come to Wisconsin for a rally. Quote, that's a big dream to have a rally here. Schimmel said February 11th, but I think the odds of an endorsement are probably pretty high because, you know, one thing he doesn't do, referring to Donald Trump, is to forget people that screw him over, and the Wisconsin Supreme Court screwed him over. Brad Schimmel, again, saying that there was something wrong with the results of the 2020 election, even though Robin Voss has said that it was a free and fair election. We had two recounts, I believe.
Yep.
We spent over $2 million. Michael Gableman got a nice little paycheck from that for turning up no, zippo, zero evidence of any election fraud in the 2020 election. Schimmel's campaign says he's referring to the Supreme Court's decision not to allow a Green Party candidate on the presidential ballot. The hope was that that third-party candidate would siphon off votes from Joe Biden, who beat Donald Trump in that election. Don Jr., speaking of DEI hires, said, quote, I think we won in 2020 to a burst of applause. I don't think anyone actually questions that, unquote. Yeah, there's questions. People question that, including Brian Hagedorn on the Wisconsin Supreme Court, who is the only reason Wisconsin did not throw out probably my vote and your vote and Calvin's vote.
Yeah.
They wanted to toss the results of the 2020 election because Donald Trump didn't win fair and square. And now Brad Schimmel is just coming out and saying, well, yeah, if I was there, I'd make sure he won.
And one, I think it's funny because they're really just pointing their vitriol towards Hagedorn at this point because of the comment about the Supreme Court, because he is the reason why. But also, never again, and I'll repeat myself over and over until Election Day is over or until Brad Schimmel is out of office, but I never want to hear another single person talk about, well, this justice, they need to recuse themselves. At this point, Brad Schimmel shouldn't be allowed to preside over anything at this point because he has made his points and his opinions very clear on all of the massive issues here in Wisconsin, all of the massive issues that will probably come to the court. So unless he wants to recuse himself, just be quiet about that topic.
We're going to continue this conversation. If you'd like to join us, 855-752-4842. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back. She can't hurt. She don't mean no.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of the Todd Allball Show.
Judge Brad Schimmel is an anti-choice politician whose positions are too extreme for Wisconsin women. He supports a pre-Civil War law that bans abortion. But don't take our word for it. Hear it in his own words.
1849, ban on abortions. Which, by the way, what is squat about that?
The 1849 abortion ban provides no exceptions for rape or incest.
What is squat about that?
The 1849 law criminalizes doctors and their patients.
What is squat about that?
Brad Schimmel supports an 1849 law to ban abortion with no exceptions. Tell Brad Schimmel, extreme politics don't belong on Wisconsin Supreme Court. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and in rare cases fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Box, Sweet Cal B on the board. Coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text. The number is the same. 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter after the 10:30 news. Oh, we fired you. Yep. Never mind. Come on back. Oopsie. That was a mistake.
We brought cake. It's in the break room. Don't worry about it. Come on back, guys.
Come on back, but don't get too comfy at your desk.
No.
Apparently we're rehiring a whole bunch of federal workers that they fired. But we'll get to that after the 10:30 news. We were talking about the fact that early voting is underway in Wisconsin. Please be a voter. Go to myvote.wy.gov. Put in your address. That's going to tell you pretty much everything you need to know. What is on your ballot? Where you can go vote? Contact information for all your elected officials. And another thing I would suggest folks do, because again, according to this latest Marquette University Law School poll, a large percentage of Wisconsinites do not know enough about either Brad Schimmel or Susan Crawford.
Yes.
Who are running for the open spot on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. If you are one of those folks, and there's no shame in that, that's fine. You got a life. It's hard to keep up with everything. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel has done a series of articles about both of the candidates and some of the things that you're seeing in ads that are endless right now. But there's a lot of cherry picking going on.
Yeah.
As far as which cases either Schimmel or Crawford have overseen over the past couple of years. And a lot of things are far more complicated than you think. So I would really encourage you to go to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. We can include a link in the show notes after the show is over if you would like to learn more about both of the candidates.
Yeah.
But one thing I have seen some of our people on the live stream say, because we support Susan Crawford, we support sex traffickers. Yeah, no.
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 The one thing I find really interesting, you know who does seem not to have a problem with people accused of, I don't know, sexual assault and child sex trafficking and violence against women?
Who's that?
Donald Trump.
What?
Doesn't seem to have a problem with those kinds of folks at all.
It almost seems like you have to have some sort of entanglement to work for him.
Might give you a little edge there.
Yeah.
For an example, let's talk about Andrew Tate.
Yeah.
Andrew Tate and his brother were being held in Romania And now they're back in the United States thanks to pressure from the Trump administration to let them go. Andrew Tate and his brother accused rapists and sex traffickers with a long and well-documented history of commercializing his misogyny for an audience of vulnerable young men. Andrew Tate said some pretty interesting thing about women. And apparently this is not a deal breaker for the Trump administration. Good heavens, Alina Habba, one of Donald Trump's lawyers, was speaking to Andrew Tate, telling her how much she admires him. Here's some of Andrew Tate's quotes about women. "I'm not saying they're property. I am saying they are given to the man and belong to the man."
That sounds like property to me.
"You cannot be responsible for a dog if it doesn't obey you, or if a child doesn't obey you, or a woman doesn't obey you. Women shouldn't vote because they don't care about issues outside of how they feel." Fact. These are all quotes from Andrew Tate, who is back in the U.S. courtesy of the Trump administration. Apparently, Barron Trump is a big fan of the Tate brothers.
Shocking.
Fact, says Andrew Tate, women are sex workers. Their primary job now is to find one customer called a boyfriend to pay for their entire lives in return for sex. If they fail at this, they do OnlyFans or porn. The same game with more than one customer. If they're ugly, they work a job badly and are miserable. Yeah. If you put yourself in a position to be raped, you must have some responsibility. Best of Andrew Tate quotes. "I'm a realist, and when you're a realist, you're sexist. There's no way you can be rooted in reality and not be sexist." And if you're wondering about if that's where the apparent support from the Trump administration for these kinds of people ends, no, no, no. Yesterday, Donald Trump welcomed MMA fighter Conor McGregor to the White House.
What has Conor McGregor ever done, Jane?
Conor McGregor currently facing another civil lawsuit for sexual battery in Florida. A woman has accused him of trying to rape her in a bathroom. He has also been accused of sexual assault by multiple women. An Irish court recently ordered him to pay over 250,000 euros to an Irish woman who sued him for rape. All the best people. They are all the best people, including a number of the January 6th attackers at the U.S. Capitol. You know, the ones that they blanket pardoned because it was too onerous to go case by case. Who's got time for that, Greg?
Well, then you should look in. You can look in his cabinet. You can look in his all his other. I mean, like, you just look. It all comes down from the top, because let us not forget that Donald Trump is an adjudicated rapist. He has also been accused of multiple sexual assaults. This is the par for the course, to use golf parlance for the president. But this is what I come to expect. I don't expect good people to go to the White House and be like, "I'm here for St. Patrick's Day. I'm a representative of the Irish people." No, you get an idiot like Conor McGregor to come stomping into the ellipse going, "Welcome to Marta," and just being the most offensively Irish man he can be.
The defendants for January 6th, again, numerous dozens of defendants with prior convictions or even pending charges for crimes including rape, sexual abuse of a minor, domestic violence, manslaughter, production of child sexual abuse material, and drug traffickers. Those are among the people that Donald Trump saw fit to pardon. Because it was too... Who wants to go case by case, Greg?
No.
They were there fighting for him.
No.
So they're all good people.
And also the former Texas megachurch pastor who was indicted on child sex charges.
Oh, it was one of his spiritual
advisors.
Robert
Morris.
Yeah, we don't even have time for that.
Exactly.
News is coming up next.
All the best people.
Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Appleton-based Air Wisconsin is being sued by the federal government for a troubled flight into Milwaukee. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
The FAA has taken Air Wisconsin to court, accusing the Appleton-based airline of withholding information about a hard landing incident. It's also alleged they ignored a subpoena request. The lawsuit follows an emergency landing in Milwaukee by an Air Wisconsin-operated flight. The FAA filing says it could have been due to pilot error, despite initial reports of landing gear problems.
The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is reminding families and teachers to keep an eye on the mental health of their kids and students as they return from spring break. According to health officials, self-harm incidents with kids between the ages of 10 and 19 tend to increase following a return from a long school break or during transition periods. They're reminding families and teachers to look out for signs that kids and students may be struggling with their mental health. They're also reminding residents about the 988 mental health crisis hotline. At the state capitol, lawmakers are debating a Republican-authored bill to prohibit gender-affirming care for those under the age of 18. Joanne Krulatz has more.
Mosinee Republican Senator Corey Tomczyk co-authors the legislation and says he considers it child abuse when parents allow their children to begin hormone therapy, take puberty blockers, and begin to transition. Opponents of the bill say it would take away life-saving care for trans youth. Democratic Governor Tony Evers has vowed to veto any legislation he says would harm the state's LGBTQ youth.
I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Despite some well-reviewed films, it was a pretty lackluster weekend at the box office. The weekend proved to be the lowest-grossing theater totals of the year so far, with prognosticators surprised that a spring break weekend at the box office came in even lower than Super Bowl weekend by about $1 million. Novocaine led the way with a little more than $8 million at the gate. The film stars Jack Quaid as a man who does not feel pain while trying to rescue his kidnapped girlfriend. Last week's champ, Mickey 17, finished in second place with $7.5 million and $33 million for the two-week total. Steven Soderbergh's new spy thriller, Black Bag, finished with $7.5 million, but on about 1,100 less screens than Mickey 17. Rounding out the top five are Captain America, Brave New World, which pulled in over $5 million, and The Day the Earth Blew Up, the first Looney Tunes movie ever made for a theatrical release, with a disappointing just over $3 million. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy, but still mild today with highs reaching 50 degrees. And tomorrow, it'll be overcast with showers and storms moving in by the afternoon. High temperatures will hit 40 degrees and slide below freezing overnight. This is going to switch the rain to all snow Wednesday evening, bringing about 2 to 4 inches. I'm meteorologist Brittany Rilau. Right now, 44 degrees.
This National Ag Week, we salute the men and women of agriculture. Quality Roasting would like to thank everyone involved in farming for their hard work and dedication helping to feed America. With flexible feeding options, Quality Roasting is here to help you explore how high oleic soybeans can fit into your farm strategy and make an impact. Quality Roasting, a local soybean processor since 1991. Call today, 920-775-9279, to sell your soybeans.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
On Wednesday's show, Tori Wittenbrock and John Kramer join us from the Green Bay Press Times. They'll talk about Habitat for Humanity's Rock the Block program, plus Jason Mansmith from the Thrasher Opera House in Green Lake joins us with details on their upcoming Eats for the Arts event.
Good morning and welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, the board lord, coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up in about 15 minutes or so, we're going to talk about runaway. We love to highlight all the Republicans who, just don't seem to want to talk to their constituents anymore.
It's difficult, Jane.
People are mean to me. There's a Democrat, too, who's apparently following along in their footsteps.
Yeah.
Literally. So we will talk about that coming up in just a little bit. Right now, though, I think this is important to recognize. The headline reads, this is from The Hill, Ella Lee with the byline, Trump administration moves to reinstate 24,000 federal workers after judge's order. The Trump administration taking steps to reinstate thousands of probationary workers who were fired in efforts to downsize the federal government. A U.S. district judge last week ordered the mass reinstatements at these workers at 18 federal agencies after determining the claims that they got fired because of poor performance weren't true.
Yeah.
A lot of these folks, and if you are into the news at all, you might have seen some of these people talking to various outlets saying, I just had my review 4 months ago.
Yep.
I got 4.5 out of 5.
I don't remember the gentleman's name, but they wrote a story about a guy who got employee of the month. He was employee of the quarter, and then within 48 to 72 hours, fired.
And again, it's not like we're against finding waste, fraud, and abuse.
Yeah.
That would be great. Doing it with a chainsaw is not the way to do it. I know how onerous it is. People in the Trump administration.
It's a lot of work, Jay.
It is a lot of work, and it takes time, and you have to read things.
It's almost like everything they're trying to do has its own bureaucracy to deal with, but they literally cut through the red tape, and they're just like, you're fired. But what?
Well, and they're fired without even knowing what it is that these people do.
Yeah.
Which should be very concerning for all of us. Especially when we're talking things about, I don't know, like the nuclear agency and our nuclear stockpile.
Well, and also
scientists.
Experts.
Experts for a reason.
Yeah. I also want to bring up the fact that we've seen stories in the outlets that people who voted for Trump and work for the federal government are being fired as well. And they're very shocked because they're here for it. They want to get rid of, they want Doers, they want Elon, they want the president, and they're being fired too because guess what? And I hate to break it to you, Bubba, Elon and Don don't care about you.
They really don't.
If you think they do, I'll give you a hug because I got a lot of bad news to break to you.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah.
The court has read news reports that at least one agency probationary employees are being rehired but then put on administrative leave immediately. Now this judge says, yeah, you can't do that. You can't bring them back and then say, well, now that you're back, we're putting you on administrative leave. So you're really not back. The Hill reported Monday, workers at both the EPA and the Department of Commerce were returned to work mostly in an administrative leave status where they remain on the payroll but perform no duties.
Oh.
So now we're paying them to do nothing?
That sounds like waste to me. You know
what else seems wasteful?
Huh.
Is when you fire a whole bunch of people like this.
Yeah.
And then you decide to bring them back.
Yeah.
They have to be onboarded and trained again.
Yep. And federal work training and background checks and onboarding. That's not a day in the conference room.
And you're talking about 24,000 people.
Yeah, this is a long, long process. And once again, just sounds pretty wasteful to have done in the first place.
And I think it's important that we remember as well that some of these people have probationary status because they got a promotion. So they had been in their spot for however long,
yeah,
and then got promoted. And because that was a new position, they were once again in probationary status in that new position.
Yeah.
But for anybody who's worked in business, if you're a business manager, I would love to hear from you about what it costs to onboard and retrain somebody.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Per person, what does that cost?
And the other question I ask, I know this is going to be part of the onboarding process, but just that, you know, if you have 24,000 employees and all of a sudden, boom, and you have to go to your insurance company and say, all right, take 24,000 people off of the books. That's going to save you some money because you're not paying for policies and you're not paying into it. But now that you have to bring them back on, they're most likely going to get their health insurance reinstated right away. That's going to be a massive cost too. Like all of this costs money. All of this costs money. And it is a tremendous waste of money to have done this in the first place.
Well, and again, I think this gets lost because there is such a fire hose of news every day. Mm-hmm. Some of these agencies, when they came in and did this, they did not know what these people did.
Yeah.
And again, we're not talking about insignificant agencies. We're talking about agencies that oversee our nuclear capabilities.
Yeah.
You kind of want those people, you know. And we have a text from John in Milwaukee. I can get fired for any reason and for no reason during the probationary period. Why are government probationary employees treated special by you? Any intelligent comments? Well, I guess, John, my problem is that the Trump administration claimed that all of these people were fired for what they said were poor performance. That's a lie.
Yeah.
That seems problematic to me.
That seems actionable.
It does seem actionable. If they were not doing their jobs, if they were incompetent, I don't have a problem getting rid of them.
Yeah.
But that's not what the Trump administration said. The Trump administration said that all of these people were losing their jobs because of poor performance. And we have proof that that is not true.
Mm-hmm.
That should bother you, John.
I guess also, I understand the probationary period, but these are now new employees technically, but they weren't then. They were, some of these people probably been working for the government for 10, 15, 20, 30 years in their positions.
Yep.
So we're not talking about probationary from the outset. We're talking about probationary right now. And that is, you're going to fire them again. I don't know what kind of intelligent comments you're looking for, but I really love an intelligent question first.
855-752-4842. If you would like to join the conversation, Cindy from Appleton is on the line to join us. Good morning, Cindy. Thanks for calling in.
Well, according to John, he can get fired for probation, get fired from any job now in Wisconsin because it's a right to work state.
Yep.
They don't have to have any kind of a reason to fire you, no matter what it is. So technically, a woman who's pregnant can get fired because she's pregnant, and they don't even have to say why they fired you. So if he's looking for an excuse, there's one of them right there. Now they're talking about a national right to work. So if I were John, I'd be calling my senator and saying, no, we don't need right to work anymore.
Yeah, and I love the way they name these things, right, Cindy? Because it sounds great. Yeah. It's right to work sounds like that's a right for workers. This is a vote for us. No.
It's right to fire.
It's the right to fire you for no reason. Right, Cindy?
Yep. Yep, absolutely. And I wish people would understand this stuff because it affects everybody.
Yep.
It really does. Thank you so much, Cindy. Really appreciate it.
Well, something you brought up off air before the show started was with this sort of instability, too, how many of these workers actually want to come back or are, you know,
why would you come back?
Yeah. Why would you come back in an administration like this that where you can be fired on a Tuesday, rehired a month later, and then fired 2 weeks later? That doesn't help you. And I truly believe, and maybe and I will ask this on Thursday to
Jim Santel.
I will ask him, with this sort of this mass firing. Are there lawsuits possible?
Oh, I would think so.
I understand probationary time. I understand right to work. I understand federal is also is also can be fired at any moment. But this sort of behavior just also seems like you're going to see a class action lawsuit against the government to cover wages, insurance, and all these things because they can't keep their brain straight and just do it the way the IRS is doing. Hire a bunch of outside workers to do a mass audit of not DOGE, qualified people.
Yeah, actual
not auditor. A guy named
actual,
Big Balls.
Actual auditors.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea.
Hire an outside auditing group to say, all right, for the first 2 years, we're going to audit as much as we can, and we will eliminate all the waste and all of the fat. And if we find fraud, they're going to be arrested. So far, have heard nothing about arrests.
Well, and we are waiting for the proof of all this fraud. Yeah. Again, Elon just saying, we found $7,700 billion worth of fraud. Well, that's great, Elon. Yeah. But let's see the homework then.
When did the fraud begin? Did it begin under Trump 1, Obama 2, George W. Bush, or, you know, I don't know, Ronald Reagan? Show us your work. Happy to look at it. But really, when it comes down to it, I just want to know is the government going to get sued for this?
Oh, I think that's a very, very good possibility.
Yeah.
I mean, when you think, again, if this were accurate, if all of these thousands and thousands of people were let go because of incompetence or poor performance, yeah, that would be one thing. That is not the case.
No.
They're just coming in, and we aren't the ones who coined this. This was a disaffected Trump supporter who said, why is he coming in with a chainsaw and doing these cuts with a chainsaw, mm-hmm, instead of with a scalpel?
Yeah.
And I would imagine, I'm not a business owner, but I know we have people who are listening who are.
I am.
Does a business owner come in and just say, everybody who was hired in the last 5 years is fired?
No. No, because even in a right-to-work state, you still have recourse. If I don't do, if I as the employer, if Jane, if you are my employee and I just fire you for no reason, you still have the right to come at me and say, I was fired for no, like I was not given reasonable notice. I was never given a warning. I was never given any of these things. I was never fired for cause. It was just done. You have recourse. Now, will it hold up in court? That depends. But as an employer, I'm not going to do any of that stuff. If there's a problem, the first thing I'm going to do is like, Jane, please make sure you do X, Y, and Z.
Right.
The next thing that comes, I follow all the steps. There's a file. And that way, if I have to let you go, there's no question.
Right.
It's the smart thing to do. And that is not what is happening right now.
Tom from LA is on the line to wrap things up here. Tom, we got about 90 seconds left. Thanks for joining us. Go ahead.
No problem, Jane. I know when I'm doing phone banking, a lot of people will say, well, I have to do my research. And I always tell them, you know, go to civicmedia.us. But if you guys have other things, because these people, when they say, I have to do my research before I vote, a lot of times what they're looking for research is the research that gives them their confirmation bias, mm-hmm, that, you know, Trump is right or whatever. So I don't know how we get that message out. It just seems like it's a throwaway line now. I have to do my research. It's like, give me a break.
So. I think.
Thanks, Tom.
Yeah, I think I need to do my research. It can sometimes be code of, I'm not voting for your guy.
Well, yeah. And I do want to say confirmation bias exists on both sides.
Absolutely.
And I have found myself guilty of it. I see something on social media that backs up what I want to believe. And it's like, ooh, I can't wait to I can't do that because yes, that's not actually true.
Oh, AI is the worst. Yeah.
When we return, run away. It's not just for Republicans anymore. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Cause we got him on the spot. This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Mino and the Mayor.
At Lakeland Care, we are passionate about creating a world we all want to live in. Lakeland Care supports frail elders and adults with disabilities through Wisconsin's Family Care Program. As a Lakeland Care member, you'll benefit from a dedicated care team that assists you in managing your health and daily activities. Our personalized support aims to improve your quality of life and help you maintain your independence. To find out if you qualify, contact your county's Aging and Disability Resource Center. To learn more about Lakeland Care, visit lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
It's a bird. It's a plane. It's actually a mom and her son out on a superhero adventure. Calling all superheroes, March 21st at 5:30 p.m. at the Oshkosh YMCA. You can join in for an action-packed evening, making your very own cape, zooming through amazing obstacle courses, and dancing like no one's watching. There's going to be pizza, prizes, and unforgettable memories. So up, up, and away to WISS.FM and click events to find out more.
While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Top craft pick creators include Fifth Ward Brewing Company in Oshkosh, New Denmark Brewing, Duck Creek Distillery and Winery in Denmark, and Captain's Walk Winery in Green Bay. Vote for your favorite now by logging on WISS.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick. When you vote, you'll enter a random drawing to win $250 in gift cards from participating craft creators. Don't wait. Voting ends Friday, April 18th. Log on WISS.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick and vote right now. Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick, drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time. From Oshkosh to Nina, this is 98.3 WISS.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Bach, Calvitini on the board, coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Peach Schwabba, host of Nightlight. It's a great way to wind down.
It really is. Yes.
At the end of the day, when you've had enough of news and you want to take a break and you just need a little cleansing breath, join Pete from 6 to 8. Tonight, he welcomes journalist and editor of Up North News. Christina Laurie is going to join the program to talk about some of the lighter headlines of the week. And then civic media news reporter Mike Clemens, who I've known for a very long time. Michael is a wonderful, wonderful sports reporter.
Yeah.
Lives and breathes it. He really does. Mike's going to join Pete tonight to talk about some of the March Madness.
Nice.
So
all right.
Check out Pete Schwabba tonight from 6 to 8 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network. We like to point out that recently, seems like a lot of Republicans, including here in Wisconsin, Derek Van Orden, doesn't necessarily want to talk to you, even if you are a constituent.
Ooh, he's a feisty fella.
He's very sensitive.
He's
very, very sensitive.
I know that firsthand now.
Yeah. Oh, yes. That's a whole side story there with you and Pat Kreitlow. Ooh. But it turns out Republicans are not the only ones who want to run away. Calvin, do we have that clip from Monty Python? Yep. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, of course, not very popular right now.
Yeah.
After voting in favor of the continuing budget resolution on Friday. And he was supposed to go out on a book tour this week.
Oh, he wrote yet another book.
Because Chuck needs the money, I guess. Like so many of them do. Senator Chuck Schumer's book tour postponed. Amid funding vote controversy, Schumer promoting his new book, Anti-Semitism in America, a warning. He is now facing backlash over voting for the House-approved government funding bill that averted a government shutdown on Friday. Many Democrats, including progressives, wanted him to vote against the bill and to more strongly protest against Trump's and the congressional Republicans' agendas. So Schumer was supposed to have these book tours in Baltimore, New York City, and Washington, D.C. this week. But yeah, nope, I don't want to know. I'd rather not know. I don't want
to. My back hurts.
They're going to be mad at me. And no, I don't
want to. Back hurts. It turns out I don't have a spine. Oh, God.
And again, it cannot be easy.
No.
It cannot be easy to go and face a whole bunch of angry constituents. That's part of your job.
Yep.
That's part of your job.
Yep. That's what you signed up for. You are a, it's part of the term. You are a public servant.
That's an important word there.
Answer to the public, specifically your constituency, but moreover, especially if you are a U.S. senator, the U.S. people. And if you're someone like Chuck Schumer, who is, you know, a name that most people know when you talk about politics, he is like up there with Nancy Pelosi and Donald Trump.
Been there forever.
You also should be tougher than that, too. You're going on a book tour. You know what? I've seen him have it out with people.
Take on hecklers?
I've seen him do that. And take it. You don't like the way I voted? Fine. I have my reasons, but let's do this. I'll give you 20 minutes of this appearance, and then we're going to move on. But to just...
Cancel it.
You are up there with the DVOs and the Glenn Grothmans of the world who are just like, I don't want to do this.
Well, to Glenn Grothman's credit, he did actually have a town hall where people were not all happy with him.
Let me rephrase that. Okay. You're up there hanging out with a party that says, you know what, you don't have to do this anymore. Just don't have
events. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Have teletown halls.
Well, and pre-screen everybody.
Pre-screen the questions.
And yeah, can you get the questions in advance because we really hate surprises?
Yeah. Honestly, and this all goes back to we have the three of us, me, you, and Calvin have this discussion all the time when we talk about people like Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer. Some people are even lumping Hakeem Jeffries into this group, too, are individuals who maybe just need to
go. Bye-bye.
Just leave the baton behind and let someone else take over, because they are not the Democrats that people are counting on. And people are not happy. Liberals and Democrats, people of the left, are not happy with their party.
With their leadership.
And to have Chuck Schumer do what he did last week, and now he's doing this, it just... also further cements the idea that liberals, anyone on the left, is weak. The people aren't weak. Maybe the leadership is, but we aren't. I'm not. But maybe it's time for these people to see the writing on the wall and say, hey, you know what? I'll go make millions of dollars in the private sector and sit on five boards.
Easy life.
I'll be fine.
Yeah, you'll be fine. And there are calls now for Schumer to step down. One person saying Schumer has contributed to and led many important accomplishments over the years, but with our democracy on the line, he let the country and the Democratic Party down. Senator Schumer should step aside as leader. But then Hakeem Jeffries was asked about this. Should Schumer step down? Oh, no, I support him.
Of course.
And this is, as you said, this is one of the reasons why Democrats are so frustrated.
Yeah. I understand.
We have news coming up next. And then we're going to take a little...
What are we going to talk about next, Jane?
Oh, it's going to be fun. We're going to take a little spin down COVID memory lane.
Oh.
Stay close. You are listening to Matt and Air on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Matt and Air on Air.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Up North News creator and editor Christina Laurie. Then Civic Media Sports Authority Mike Clemens joins the show to discuss the NCAA tournament. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. Hi, Chef Grunder. Let's dive right into the machine shed. Fridays here mean all you care to have fried or broiled North Atlantic cod, or try our bone-in seasoned catfish lightly fried. More of a salmon lover? Choose between the machine shed's white wine sauce or apple bourbon glaze. Our sautéed savory shrimp will satisfy your taste buds with Old Bay seasoning and Asiago cheese. All great choices. Join us this Friday or every Friday for seafood worth savoring at the shed.
Fox River Drive, Appleton.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The White House says President Trump and Russia's Vladimir Putin are speaking as the two look to get Russia to sign off on a plan to end the war in Ukraine. The call comes after Ukrainian officials last week agreed to a 30-day ceasefire proposal. ABC's James Longman has the latest from Kyiv.
As far as objectives go, the United States clearly will want the Kremlin to agree to this ceasefire. As far as Russia goes, well, it could be argued that they've already got at least one of their objectives, which is to be taken seriously, to be accepted into the international fold, to have relations with the United States normalized.
The Israel-Hamas ceasefire shattered overnight as Israel carried out numerous airstrikes over Gaza. The Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry says more than 400 people were killed. Pope Francis, in a letter published today, says his lengthy illness has made him more lucid on the absurdity of war. His top deputy also shooting down suggestions, any kind of a papal resignation. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Harris.